From NPR West and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, the latest on California's landmark stem cell research initiative. First, the lead, a conversation about women in war. This is a complicated national question right now. We're going to begin with some voices from the debate, all men, I'll note. Last night, the House Armed Services Committee voted to bar women from direct combat. New York Republican Congressman John McHugh voted in favor after he saw an article that described women in Iraq doing all kinds of combat-related jobs.
It would say that when it comes to women in direct ground combat, that could not happen without a direct act of Congress. I happen to believe it's the responsible thing that the Congress, the Senate, and the House, and the President ought to act proactively to hand an M16 to a woman, put a pack on her back, and say, you're part of the infantry.
But it's not the ability of women to serve, says military expert Michael O'Hanlon. He's a scholar at the Brookings Institution. Rather, he says, the entire country is just squeamish about putting women in the line of fire.
I think it really is a chivalrous view that war is not something that should directly involve women having their limbs and their bodies exposed to mortal wounds or severe injury the way that men have.
Here's part of the complication, though. The military already faces recruiting problems. One military leader says it would cause, quote, confusion in the ranks if women suddenly were pulled from key positions. And the Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, says Iraq is just a lot different from earlier wars.
There isn't a battlefield line. It's an asymmetrical battlefield. And so there are not clear lines where battle's taking place on one side and not on the other.
Voices from the debate about women in combat.